the Rolling Stones on 756 Radio West. Now, Suncorp has actually recently released a survey which reveals the average family tech spending and usage. Now, I'm joined on the line by our tech guru, Trent. Now, Trent, tell us, what has this actually revealed? I'm very intrigued to hear about this one.
Hey, Loz. Yeah, the report that was released on Monday on the public holiday, it's an odd day to release report.
Yeah, I'll say.
They did a survey of just under 3,000 people aged between 18 and 64, mm-hmm. basically to work out like usage and spending habits of technology. And it's no surprise that, you know, we use up to 6 hours a day on average of tech devices, anything with a bit of a blue screen. As the professionals like to call it.
Yeah.
And in terms of spending, we actually spend quite a bit of money on tech gear. As individuals, we fork out $2,300 a year.
Wow.
And families with two children are averaging $6,000 a year to make sure we've got the latest and greatest gadgets.
Oh, my goodness. No, that doesn't actually surprise me. I think of my own household. I don't really want to count how many devices we've got between us. But, geez, that's amazing, isn't it?
And if you think about all the extra things you have with technology as well, so, you know, some of us using online streaming services.
Yes.
We've got those services like Netflix and Scan as well.
Mm.
So they all add up to those totals as well. And it spends in that in an average year for an individual. It can be up to $270 a year in just services.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I don't even want to see what my phone bill is a year. But yes, well, it's scary. It seems like technology is taking over, but also possibly the way of the future, because I'm just looking that apparently divorce papers can now be served via Facebook.
Or at least in some rare cases.
Right.
There's been a story from Manhattan over in the US that a 26-year-old woman named Eleonora was having issues in serving divorce paperwork to her husband.
Hmm.
Now, apparently, this fellow Victor has been strangely hard to find. He doesn't have a job. He hasn't had an address since 2011.
Hmm.
The post box has got no forwarding address for him. There's no billing addresses for his mobile phone. And apparently he doesn't even have a motor vehicle record as well.
Wow.
So he's a bit of a ghost in communication space.
Yeah.
They say he communicates only via phone and social media. So her first attempts were, of course, via the phone route, and that hasn't worked.
Mm.
So court justice approved the idea of serving the paperwork using private message through Facebook.
Wow.
Now, she's allowed to serve a message via Facebook once a week for 3 consecutive weeks or until acknowledged. So I guess I'll be just waiting for the read notice on Facebook.
Yeah.
To know everything's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess why not? If you can't get in touch with him, why not use Facebook?
Well, yeah, you got to serve those papers.
That's it. You certainly do. Trent, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch you again next week. In the meantime, we've got the Vapors on the way in about 5 minutes' time on Radio.